2, 1, begin transmission.
And my name is Tobe. I'm the president of the Dubious Goals Committee. I'm pretty proud of it, because that's what you're listening to right now, the Dubious Goals Committee, because it's 1930 UTC. And what are we doing today? Oh, I don't know. I just got up a few minutes ago. Well, that's not true. About an hour ago, but it doesn't seem like it's been that long. I'm still half asleep, and I'm very proud of that fact. I actually slept fairly well last night, even though it is super cold. Well, not super cold, but fairly cold on the Tobe scale. And so, what are we going to do today? Try to stay warm, I guess. Oh, I suppose the first thing I should report today is that I did, in fact, eat the gluten-free pasta yesterday. And two things. It was okay. It was fine. It was pretty good. I mean, while eating it, I couldn't really tell the difference that it was gluten-free. I mean, maybe I could kind of tell, but it was close enough as to make no difference. And then after eating how big is that bowl that I eat out of? I don't know. After eating a small bowl of this stuff and letting it settle into my guts, it did not bother me at all. And so I was pleasantly pleased. I'm fairly happy that I did not have gut problems from eating the pasta. So that's a good thing. Although not as good of a thing as you would think. Because it's not like, oh, this can be my new thing that I can eat all the time and I'll be fine. No, I can't. At $4 a box, what is it, like 25 cents an ounce for this ridiculously expensive stuff, I cannot afford to eat it all the time. But at least I can buy some on occasion, so I can get some variety in my diet. You know, so hooray! Yay! I found something I can eat. I guess that's a good thing. Actually, I'm just sitting here waiting for Bundesliga to start and drinking my tea. Oh, that tea is so yummy. So good. But I'm going to have to make some more pretty soon. And speaking of making tea, I noticed that there was a thread on the bulletin board, on the SDF B-board, sometimes known as B-board, about electric kettles and the benefits and detriments to owning one. And I've often considered getting some kind of nice specific machine for making tea, and I hem and haw about it, because the technique I use for boiling water right now is pretty fast, but that does not mean that I always have boiling or hot water ready to go. And I'm wondering what's more energy efficient, to actually have an electric kettle or to just boil water when I need it. So, it's a mystery. I don't know. That doesn't mean I don't want an electric kettle. Yeah, I'd love to have a machine that did nothing but made my tea or kept water hot for me all day long so that I could have tea whenever I needed it, which is all the time. So, I don't know. Do I want to go online and start looking at elephant brand hot water makers, Zori Juicies. What, I don't remember what they're called, but blah, blah, blah. So anyway, I am learning a lot about other people's opinions on electric kettles and tea makers. So I guess that's a good thing. I'm gaining information. Woohoo! Oh, I know what else we could do. We could secretly eavesdrop on some conversations. So let's jack some stuff in here, plug some things into here and there.
So I was a little kid.
And what do we got?
You know, probably about 8 years old or something. And my neighbor, I had, you know, everybody's got the neighbor who's got the, like, his mom buys him all the cool toys and everything. Mm. And so this guy had all of the, he got all of the, you know, new video games and things as soon as they came out. And he was showing me this game called Super Mario Brothers. Mm. And he just turned it on and let me play. And I saw this little mushroom guy coming to me, and it's a little cute. I thought, okay, I'll go talk to the mushroom guy. And then you can't touch those guys. They
just kill you.
And I died immediately.
Well, it sounds like Handy C and MJT are talking about Super Mario Brothers today.
You weren't prepared for just like the inherent adversary of the video game
world. Yeah, and it's not like he punches you or something. You just instantly die.
The touch death. Yeah, I used to complain about that. That was one of my first video game experiences too, was Mario Brothers. I remember I used to go over to this guy's house, and he had another friend over with him, but he wouldn't permit his friend to go to certain...
Video game nostalgia. I have some video game nostalgia, but most of my video game nostalgia is about games well before Super Mario Brothers. Like Space War. And there was a game that was way too far ahead of its time. But I am not here to discuss video games today. No, I am not. So what are we here to talk about today? I have no idea.
She's done stuff for Google.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, she's done stuff for...
How did they get her name? Like, how were they alerted to her presence?
I think a lot of it is word of mouth.
Wow, alright.
Yeah, I mean, you develop a rapport with different clients, and then they suggest you to other people.
You know, plus Google spying on everybody all the time, so don't be surprised if Google comes to you ever.
Requirements to provide them with others. You can't just like hire people and pay them. You have to. There's a whole structure that has to be set up.
Income tax. Hooray! Hooray for income tax. Oh, let's see. Where are we with the Hoffenheim Frankfurt game? Let's check in here.
Fabian.
Oh, it's a corner kick.
Starting lineup. Can he produce?
And that was speculative at best.
Outside the 18, but it never had a shot to really force a save from Bauman.
You know, Alex Meyer's been on good form in the Bundesliga.
It's still 0-0 with just a couple minutes left to play.
This year with his injury, he's really struggling to get back to his best. More often than not, you find him in the right place at the right time to score a very important goal, and it still might happen in this game. 4 goals on the season so far, but
it could happen.
I still think he's way off the pace.
He is off the pace. Oh, and I hope we get some Champions League after this. I've got to check in on my Champions League stuff and see who's gone through to the next round.
We are under 200. We're under 150. I'm under $100. Don't ask me how it happens. I'm just giving you the price that they decided. I can't even buy this at this price. This ring is $89.99.
$89.99. It seems like a bargain until you find it's, you know, a zircon, and so you're paying way too much for it.
Something, I think it looks awesome. J just the way it is. But if you're a nut like me and you want to build the uppercase, don't bother with this piece of cherry, all right? Because next week, I'm going to show you how to make this transitional waist molding and this uppercase, just like this, and these awesome doors.
Yeah, I can't wait to learn how to make these awesome doors. We need more awesome doors in this town.
We are, however, making progress against ISIL on all three of these dimensions. It has lost more than 50% of the territory it once held in Iraq and Syria. The number of foreign fighters is down that it could use to direct attacks as it did in Paris and Brussels. And importantly, its ability to distribute and get its message out is also being reduced.
Yay! Reductions in terrorism. Don't you kid yourself.
I have one quick thought on that, and this is sort of related in a circuitous way, but I'm thinking a lot about this issue of access to an education, which I think is just a basic right for children, and this idea of safe from discrimination. And it's interesting because one of the pieces of advocacy that Karama is working on currently is the teaching of Islam in public schools. And so there's actually quite a large movement. It's now becoming a national movement. It was starting in Tennessee and Texas and Colorado, of just a erasure of Islam from the curriculum and from textbooks. And so there was actually, and I don't want to get into the politics of it, but there were a lot of politicians who were saying that we were indoctrinating children in Islam by even teaching. So for example, if you're teaching the basics of theology, saying that, is, you know, Muslims believe in five pillars, the first pillar is faith in God, and there is an Arabic saying that goes along with that. It just so happens that that's the saying that people say when they convert to Islam as well. That's what they're saying. And so there's this idea that, oh my gosh, Muslims are designing these curricula to convert like all of these children in public schools. It is kind of funny. It's really awful.
It's kind
because
of funny.
I think that.
Are you asking me a
but
question?
What this is doing is that it's really vilifying and othering Islam and erasing Islam and sort of Islamic history as if it had no significance in the context of our world, saying that we should be, you know, taking it out of textbooks altogether. And it's interesting because while we have definitely made some inroads with the Department of Education, they're saying that's really up to the schools. I mean, schools, individual schools. And so there's a jurisdiction question here of what guidance can the federal government give to local schools on how to control the curriculum. But I think this is one of the subtle ways that you're talking about that's sort of infiltrating overall discourse in the schools, that there's something wrong with Islam. There should be this item, you know, we shouldn't be talking about Islam, which is.
Lady, you shouldn't be talking at all. Not every statement is a question. Do you know what I'm talking about? Oh, wait, I actually asked a question there. When you make a statement, you don't really have to increase your vocal tone at the end of a phrase because it sounds like you're asking a question. There are some people in this world who should not be allowed to speak publicly. That's supposed to be one of the greatest fears that people have in this country. Oh, public speaking. Oh, my God. And then you get these people who think that they're the great orators of their generation. And they talk like this. And is everything a question? You can't tell because I don't know what they're trying to communicate. Oh, we need some sweet potato
souffle.
And this
souffle is a recipe that I manipulated from a variety of sources, one of which was Leah Chase, who is a great chef in the South. She's celebrated, you know, she's sort of like a national treasure. Mm-hmm. She has a restaurant, a little restaurant in New Orleans called Dookie Chase. And she is turning out the most authentic kinds of Southern cuisine there. And of course, they love sweet potatoes. So she has a sweet potato recipe. And she said, but, you know, she was trying to lighten it up a little bit so that it wasn't quite the calorie you know, knockout that other sweet potato recipes were. My mom used to make it with caro and marshmallows and brown sugar and, you know, in great amounts and just keep cooking it till they were glazed to within an inch of their lives. This is a little bit simpler. So the first thing you have to do, and this recipe cannot stress it enough, is that you have to roast your sweet potatoes.
Remember, kids, always roast your sweet potatoes. Otherwise, oh, maybe they'll just be too good.
So, if you want to reduce terrorism in schools, you should roast your sweet potatoes. Oh, it's killing me. It seems to me like I've heard MJT discourse on the subject of the upward inflection at the end of a sentence, as if everyone is from the San Fernando Valley of 1982, when we had Valley Girls. Yeah, remember the concept of Valley Girls? That was their thing, ending all sentences with upward inflection. And so now, somehow that has spread around the world, and now everybody has to speak in this manner, or at least they feel like they do, because if they don't talk like this, maybe people won't know that they're talking, or maybe it's because they're just idiots. I don't know. Ah! All right, I'm already sick of all this. Let's go to the schedule, see what's on TV. Okay, down here in the Dregs channels, we've got Public Access, which I love, but there's nothing on it right now. There's more shopping. And now here we go with the real shows. Say Yes to the Dress, because that's what we want to do. We want to watch women wear wedding dresses. There's a whole show about this. Let's just watch women try on wedding dresses. Yeah, okay. Nothing on the sports channels except people talking. I don't know why they call them sports channels when there's only sports on it about 5% of the time. And of course, you can't go by MTV without seeing Catfish, the TV show. You've heard me complain of that many, many times. Now, here's a new show that I think is funny. It's that horrible Jersey woman talking about Scientology. Ugh. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that you're an idiot and that you believed this stupid stuff for so many years. And I'm sorry that you feel victimized by your religion. I'm sorry, and I feel terrible that you feel like your church has done something bad to you. But, you know, I don't need to hear you complain about it for an hour, once a week. Yeah, your church is stupid. We're glad that you figured that out, but you're not the first person to discover that your religion is stupid. So we don't need to have this show. Leah Remini, Scientology and the Aftermath. Well, yeah, you're a victim of religion. I can't feel bad for you. Because if you're a victim of religion, it's only because you are stupid. You are straight up, uneducated, stupid, ignorant person. That's how you become a victim of religion. That's how you become a victim of Scientology. You're an idiot. I can't feel bad for you. I will feel bad for other victims. I will feel bad for people who are victims of drought. Yeah, that's bad. I feel bad for people who are victims of crime. That's bad because you don't have a choice if you're that kind of victim. You know, people don't choose to be in a drought. People don't choose to have a crime committed against them. People don't choose to be robbed. People don't choose to be shot. So I can feel bad for these victims. But people choose their religion. People choose Scientology. So if you are choosing that and you become a victim, I'm sorry, I cannot feel bad for you. In fact, I will point at you and laugh and call you stupid. You're a victim of your own religion. This is something that you chose, that you did. You're an idiot. It's your fault. Don't come to me for help. Don't get me wrong. I'm all about starting wars against various religions. Maybe I should qualify that outrageous statement. You know, I would love to go to war against Scientology, but come on. Those people are so stupid. It's like fighting kindergartners. Do you really want to go to war against a bunch of five-year-olds? That's the same thing. Oh, don't even get me started. Let's just keep on going down the schedule. Oh, before I snap and start beating up people who have chosen to be victims. Oh, I'm a victim. All right, so what do we have on the Comedy Channel? South Park, of course, we've got South Park and Futurama. But on Fox Sports Networks, we got Europa League Magazine. I better scroll down and see if that's one I've already seen. Yeah, that's one I've already seen. But there's a new one coming up in an hour. And then after that, we don't have Jack for the rest of the night. Okay. So, hooray. I know when my Europa League football magazine show is going to be on. I win. So what else we got going on here on the old idiot box? Some golf on the Golf Channel. I'm not surprised. The Real Housewives of Who Cares Where on a couple of channels. So just keep on going. Suelta la sopa. I don't know what that means in Espanol. Y el Chavo. Y que pobres tan ricos. But coming up in 20 minutes is the Men in Blazers show. And I do love Men in Blazers. Except usually I wait until later at night to watch it. Although as I scroll through the rest of the evening, it's not going to be repeated. Well, that's unusual. Maybe this isn't a new episode of Men in Blazers. Maybe they're just filling empty time because it's a sports channel. God forbid we play any sports. Oh, it's just people talking. Talking show, talking show, talking show, talking show. Oh, there's some swimming. I guess swimming is technically a sport. Oh, yoga, somebody beat me in the head with a 9-pound sledge. I need my brain splattered all over the floor. That will make it easier for me to understand what's on TV. Because people are dumb. Doo-doo-doo. That's the song of the day, kids. People are dumb. A person can be smart. A single, solitary person can be smart. But as soon as you get multiple people together, oh, their IQs start to average out. People get dumber and dumber. And the more people you get together, the dumber that group gets. Don't take my word for it. Test it out. Test this theory out sometime. You'll enjoy it. Oh, and look what's up here on one of my new channels. Donnie Brasco. That's always entertaining. Maybe I'll watch a little Johnny Depp and Al Pacino do gangster stuff. That'll be fun. Oh, gangsters, gangsters. We do love our crimes in the United States of America. That's why we have television shows like A Crime to Remember. Because let's be sure to remember all of these horrible things that happened. Because we don't have a good news channel. The Good News Show, starring Tobe. And I would just tell people, oh, some kittens were born today. Show the footage of the kittens. Yay, kitties! The Good News Show. I wish it existed. I would probably watch it. Oh, TV is so dumb. But I love TV because I love cartoons and I love football. And the only place you can see either one is on TV. So that's why I have this TV. And I love this TV. This giant TV that, I don't know, it's bigger than a thing that's kind of big, but not quite as big as something that's slightly bigger. That's how much I love my TV. Oh my god, I'm already have cabin fever. It's only been cold for 4 days. I've been stuck inside for 4 days, and I'm already losing my damn mind. I want to say I'm bored, but I'm not bored. I just don't know what it is I want to do. Is there anything to do? I guess there is. There's plenty of stuff to do at all times. But I... yeah. How am I going to entertain myself? That's basically what my day revolves around. Is, okay, what am I going to do today to entertain myself enough to keep my mind busy without totally freaking out and going postal on stupid people who talk like this because they don't know any other speech pattern, or maybe because they're just downright stupid, or people who are victims of their own religion. How does that even happen? Oh. L. Ron Hubbard, you crazy old crank, you crazy old science fiction writer. Oh, if you could go back in time and kill either Edgar Cayce or L. Ron Hubbard, which one would it be? Oh, why do I dwell on these fantasies? I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm bored? Or maybe it isn't? I'm not really sure. And where's my cat? I don't even know where my cat is. And when I came into this room, I looked up to see if she was sleeping in the blue bed, and she's not. So, this means that she has found some place to sleep upstairs. And I think I may know, in my bedroom, which is empty for the most part, I used to have this piece of felt as a window shade, and I would just sort of drape it over the window. And of course, you can't drape anything where there's cats because, oh, this is for me, and I get to pull it down, and that'll be a fun kitty game, and it's really fun for kitties. And so the cat has pulled the felt down, and it fell in such a way that it made sort of a little cave or a kitty tunnel. And so I think the cat is probably sleeping under there. I went up there the other day, and I saw her hiding in there doing, you know, tricky kitty stuff. And so I suspect that's where she is, up there sleeping in her warm kitty cave. It is cold down here. I can't turn up the heat, and it's really not... is it cold enough to turn on the fire? I have the magic fireplace. It burns natural gas, comes on in an instant. But I usually wait until nighttime. So I think maybe I just need to make some more tea, get warmed up, maybe do some exercise, maybe play some racquetball. Remember racquetball? Does anybody play racquetball anymore? Are there any remaining racquetball courts anywhere in the world? Not in my neighborhood, not as far as I know, and I do know where they all used to be. Who am I, you might ask? Well, I'm the guy who knows where the racquetball courts used to be. Duh, I just said that, but most people call me Tobe. And you can hear me every day right here on Anon Radio during the Dubious Goals Committee meeting, which airs every day at 19:30, if I didn't already mention that. But right now, I don't know, I gotta do something else, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.